Jesus, Keith. Are you okay, Bear? Yeah, Jesus Christ. I think so. What the hell happened, Bear?
I don't know, TJ. I was watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine when all of a sudden the house got on fire.
Hey, Jesus Christ. At least you weren't hurt. Looks like we'll have to stay in a hotel room tonight.
I guess so. But, hi, Gabriel.
I believe so.
Yeah, pretty wild shit going on there.
Wow, dude.
Houston, we have a problem, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That fire scene was a little too soon for me. A little too soon on that joke.
Intro guy.
Come on,
that's still
dude.
A little raw for me. I'm sorry. Yeah. That triggered me a little bit.
That's not nice.
Also, why was there a raccoon standing next to me?
That's your little sidekick, Gabriel.
Gabriel. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Paul's famous raccoon sidekick, Gabriel.
I forgot his name.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a while since you saw Gabriel, but he's always been with you.
Right.
In spirit.
Always been with you. Deep inside of you.
Deep inside.
Cherishing every sweet nothing.
Want to thank all the $10 patrons here.
Hello, guys.
Thanks for coming out. Thanks for watching live. Thanks for being $10 patrons. We got some very special stuff coming to our $10 patrons very soon, so stay tuned to Patreon for that. I see a lot of you calling us scammers in here.
Scammers? Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's the scam?
I don't know.
Well,
we like to kill people.
The scam is called deep fat fried, Paul.
Stab people. You know what I've had stuck in my head for like a week now, and it's driving me nuts?
What's that?
You remember the Big Red song?
Oh, yeah.
Kiss a little longer, hug a little longer, hold tight a little longer, longer with Big Red. That Big Red freshness lasts right through it. Your fresh breath goes on and on. TJ, while you chew it.
I don't know.
Come on, man.
It's not stuck
Fuck
in my
me.
Head.
Why does this happen to me? Why do I constantly have some annoying shit I don't want?
Why was there a bunch of annoying gum songs? Because remember the Doublemint had that too.
Yeah.
Double your pleasure, double your fun. Double mint gum.
Yeah. You know what also gets stuck in my head is 80s and 90s like Saturday morning cartoons intros. Like I'm like going to sleep, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like God damn it.
You just like walk to the beat of it sometime.
Darkwing Duck.
Oh yeah, Darkwing Duck, yeah.
Oh, Darkwing Duck had a pretty badass thing.
Thundercats gets stuck in my head all the fucking time.
Oh dude, thunder.
They were so repetitive, all of them.
Yeah.
Darkwing Duck is repetitive as fuck, too. Like, I think 90% of the lyrics in Darkwing Duck are
Darkwing
Duck.
It's not quite as repetitive as the other ones. There's actually some verses in it.
You know what another good one was? Are you guys old enough to remember Chippendale's Rescue Rangers, dude? Sometimes some crimes go slipping through the cracks. Yeah.
These two, yeah.
Gum.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
No, Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Yeah. Those days will never come again.
Oh, DuckTales, dude.
DuckTales.
Well, that's the fucking.
That's the template.
That's the earworm of earworms.
That is
right
the fucking one, dude.
DuckTales.
It's such a meaningless bunch of bullshit.
It doesn't even make sense half the fucking time.
It's just fodder for your kid brain to go.
It's basically telling you to molest the ducks too. It's like grab onto some DuckTales. Like what? Yeah. They're sentient beings. I don't think they want me grabbing their asses.
Like that one. The part that always bothered me as a kid was it was like the danger lurks behind you. There's a stranger out to find you. And then they're like, what to do? Just grab on. No, call the cops. Don't grab onto DuckTales if there's a stranger out there stalking you.
I was kind of a mind fuck where they're like, or rewrite history.
This is before the era of Me Too.
Why are they going to rewrite history?
Because they're going to reveal the truth of history,
alter
dude.
The past? Like, I don't remember the DuckTales.
No, dude, they're discovering ancient history. They're discovering the ancient history, and they're fucking rewriting it so people know the true history.
I see. I don't know.
I don't know if I trust the ducks with that.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big task.
Big responsibility for Scrooge. Well, ducks specialize. Dude,
Scrooge is a fucking multi-trillionaire, dude. Do you think he can't fucking rewrite history?
Yeah, he's got a bin, literally, that he can swim in filled with gold. So,
I mean, how do you beat that? He has a fucking giant fucking swimming pool made of gold.
I don't know, dude.
And
that's
money.
That's a smart motherfucker.
So, is there any bullshit you want to shill before we do this shit?
I mean, we don't really need to shill it to those of you that are here live, but if you're not here live and you'd like to be here live and participate in the post-show discussion on Discord.
Discord!
Also, we are starting to GoFundMe for Paul's penis enlargement surgery.
Shh.
Oh, I mean, shrinkage surgery thing.
Yeah,
so
I've got
large.
Elephantitis of the cock. Ashley can't take it no more, so I'm trying to
get a dick reduction.
Trying to
finally.
Get it carved down to like a takeable 11 and a half inch.
The doctors, the good fucking sports, they are actually going to they're going to add that tissue onto TJ's
penis.
We
did half
penis.
Of a Patreon push,
and then a fake push for a fake surgery that I can't get.
Yep. So there we go.
Yeah, no, become a patron if you'd like to see this live and chill with us here live and talk to us after the show for a little while.
Yeah, guys, if you
want to
do that
shit. In addition to a bunch of other stuff, that's the $10 slot. if you don't want any of that, you just want the Friday shows and
five buckaroos.
A bunch of other stuff. $5 is all
it is. By the way,
the buffet.
Me and Paul, I haven't put it out yet because I've been fucking busy trying to get my house in order, but... Me and Paul have shot the Cynics versus Cinema for last month. We will be releasing it.
And it's a doozy.
It is a daisy of a time, all
yes.
right? That's all I'm going to say to you guys. There will be tits. There will be dicks.
And that's just the least
that's
of
like,
it. There will be sex piss.
Will there be blood?
Sex piss is going to be in it.
I mean,
sex
you guys are
piss?
Not ready.
The sex piss,
Scotty,
Scotty,
you would fucking love sex piss. The
sex
best
piss.
Character I've ever seen in a movie ever.
Scotty's kind of similar to Sex Piss, dude.
Cool, dude.
Yeah, he is kind of the Scotty of the film.
Yeah.
Don't
so anyway, I guess it's time to look at some news, right? Is that what we do here?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've heard that.
We could just bullshit for an hour and a half.
I mean, I'm cool with that. I don't
sources
give a shit.
Say.
I mean, I got some news stories if we need them, but you know.
Yeah, no, I don't
sources
care.
Fucking say that people like that shit.
Let's hear
they
some
like
news.
News.
What's
right.
going on in the
news.
World? I've been out of the loop, man.
Me too. Let's see what's going on in the universe. Fort Pierce man's lung collapses after stabbing at Dollar Tree store, police say.
Damn.
Dude, over like some dollar shit?
Oh. It's a pretty crazy why.
How are you going to get stabbed at a Dollar Tree?
Here's how.
I think it's likely you would get stabbed at a Dollar Tree.
A fight at a Dollar Tree store in Fort Pierce, which is, of course, in Florida.
What a shock.
Ended with a man stabbed in the chest with a collapsed lung. Patrick St. John, 37, of the 1200 block. I don't care where he lives. He was charged with attempted homicide after he stabbed another man in the chest. Police said St. John, which he's not an actual saint, by the way, brought a kitchen knife from a Dollar Tree
Thanks
store.
Thanks for clearing that up, TJ.
I just thought people needed to know. Shortly after, another Fort Pierce man went into the store and purchased a soda, then tried to exchange the soda for a burrito, police said.
What?
When the store refused to make the exchange, the man went outside and asked St. John for $2. Police said the two men got into a fight. The other man, so basically, the reason he was stabbed is because he asked guy for $2.
Oh,
so basically,
dude.
Basically, like, hey man, can I bum $2 off you? What?
Die!
Stab!
Shiv, shiv, shiv.
That's how you deal with that shit in Florida.
Dude, that's crazy.
Wow.
Asking someone for $2 and they stab you nearly to death.
They collapse your fucking lung.
I mean, that dude's lucky to be fucking alive. Like,
yeah.
I think you learned a lesson. Don't
collapse lung is a serious fucking thing.
Don't fucking hit the people you meet it after outside of Dollar Tree up for money.
And
just don't
do
it.
For our fans in Martin County, there is a flood advisory. Just letting you know.
Oh, okay. Well,
and I brought this up because Florida. I think we've established that Florida is crazy, and anyone who lives in Florida is a fucking nut job, right?
Yeah.
At this point in the show, we've established that.
Yes.
So I think it's only appropriate that Tom Cruise moves to Florida after selling Beverly Hills home.
Oh, I guess this weren't weird enough out in
California.
So
Tom Cruise is about to become Florida man, guys.
He's going to slide right in there, TJ.
I think he fits the perfect right fit. In. It's the perfect fit.
Because he is, like, totally insane.
Yeah. And
he's like the thrall of David Miscavige at this point.
He's going there, by the way, to be closer to his buddies in the Church of Scientology, which is also something. I guess they have a strong
Clearwater
presence in Florida. Yeah, Clearwater, Florida.
Yep.
So yeah, he's going there to be closer to his. Which I heard that he was on the outs with that church a little bit, but apparently not. Apparently,
they've probably bought him back with whatever house he's going to be living. I mean, that's. Like the amount of shit
we're
that
building
they do
you
for him
Xanadu in Florida,
right.
Basically.
Yeah,
and Tom Cruise just actually had the biggest opening weekend, I think, of his career with the new Mission Impossible movie. So things are looking and up.
A lot of positive reviews for the movie too.
Yeah, 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, so cool. And I'll be honest with you, this deep into a franchise, that is pretty stunning.
Well, maybe they remembered what made the first couple of them cool.
I mean, like. Honestly, I've not seen every movie in that franchise, but even the ones that I didn't really care for, I always thought they at least brought the action to a really top.
I haven't seen one films. That I was, you know, disappointed in the action. So
yeah.
You're right.
Sometimes the story kind of sucks. I thought Philip Seymour Hoffman, the one he was in, was really just terrible.
Oh, they totally misused him as a character.
Well, he was terrible. That's his worst
terrible.
Film
yeah, he's,
by
yeah,
far.
He was terrible
oh, God, yeah, it was.
And he's such a good villain. Like, he would have made such a great villain, but he was just so awful in that movie. He was so miscast.
I don't know why they did that. Very strange. But anyway, Tom Cruise is moving to Florida. I thought it was appropriate because he's a fucking lunatic.
He'll fit right the fuck in, dude.
But let's get to some stories that maybe actually matter. Let's see. This is another example of the weird hypocrisy
in the legal system.
Yes, this is a UK story. A woman who took 13-year-old schoolboy's virginity on kitchen floor and fondled 15-year-old escapes jail.
Oh, wow.
They don't mean she escaped as in... She broke out. Yeah,
she probably gets probation.
She's not going to jail.
Or a fine or some bullshit.
A young mum.
A mum.
Who had sex with a 13-year-old boy has walked free from court after being told by the judge to stop inviting teenage lads around for parties.
Look, you. Stop fucking 13-year-olds, right? Now go on, you scamp. Next.
Ruffle her fucking hair while you're at it.
18-year-old male had sex with a 17-year-old. You're going to jail, buster! Next.
Yeah, no problem. Totally consistent. A court heard Jordan Lightfoot, 21, had sex with a virgin schoolboy on the kitchen floor at her home in Ryle, North Wales in 2016. The youngster's stunned mum found text messages on his phone and contacted police about Lightfoot's behavior. She denied sexual activity with the boy and pleaded not guilty to a separate charge of touching a 15-year-old boy and inciting him to engage in sexual activity. So it's not like she just did this once, even.
Right. So she's shown
like,
a pattern
she's
of
shown
behavior.
A pattern
with
of behavior.
Boys.
Like, let's go to underage boys.
Hey, you, stop it, you.
As young as 13.
Like, that's
what have oh, sex God. With them. And the judge is like, nah, that's cool.
We know exactly what happened. If the fucking if she was a male, you know what it'd be called? It'd be called, do not pass go, do not collect $200, go directly to fucking jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would go to fucking jail.
Statutory fucking rape charge.
Like, the truth of the matter is this, is that there's a different connotation to boys
sure.
being molested
yeah.
in this country, especially when it's molested by a woman.
Yeah.
It's looked at as like a rite of passage, mm-hmm. which... If there's no consistency in it, then why couldn't we say the same thing about girls? I don't think the same way about girls, so it's like you've got to have consistency in the law.
I mean, the
if
whole
a woman
thing,
fucked a 13-year-old boy on the floor, if a dude fucked a 13-year-old girl on the floor
the
of
whole,
a kitchen, he'd
the
be
whole,
in jail.
The whole symbol of justice in this country is supposed to be justice is blind.
Well,
so
whole,
it shouldn't be based upon
well, this
whether
is
she's
Britain,
a,
so.
The thing too.
Well, I know, but I mean, the same thing should go for their laws. What I'm saying, like, I understand it's a different country; they might have different legal precedents. But what I'm saying is that they should fucking treat this case like this is the crime you committed. These are the acts that you're alleged to have committed, and you provide a legal defense for those actions. And if you are found guilty. Then it's a society. The penalty should be roughly the same. I mean, obviously, maybe there's
Dude,
some other circumstances.
Has there been a pair of titties out on the screen the whole time we've been talking about this?
No, they're not.
Are they?
They're
is she
blurred.
I can't tell.
Okay. She's naked, but they're blurred. All
right, fair enough. I couldn't tell if there were nips going on there or what.
Damn, Paul's train of thought just went, whoa. Paul,
no, whoa, like, hey, hold on a minute.
Just like, what's going on over here?
Hold on a minute now.
Now, wait.
Wait a second.
Paul, aren't you like ultra susceptible to being hypnotized?
Yes.
I think you just proved it.
Okay. Now, look out.
Titties.
Stare at the jiggling on the titties. Show one day.
Yeah, hypnotize you?
Like, yeah, get a hypnotist to come in. Because I swear to God, dude, I go right under. It's crazy.
We want to talk to Little Paul.
Oh, no, dude. Don't do that.
Little Paul's here.
You don't want to talk to him.
All right, let's see here.
He's a sociopath.
No prison for grandson of ex-Virginia governor
shit.
In rape case.
As the fucking world turns, dude.
Wow. So,
a grandson of a former governor of Virginia has avoided prison time after being accused of rape. The Daily Progress reports Stephen Dalton Beryl's charges were reduced Friday from felony rape and felony sodomy to misdemeanor sexual battery and felony
but
unlawful.
But here's the question
wounding.
With cases like this. Is it because he was the governor, or is it because they're more likely they're fucking loaded? Or is it both?
Well, I mean, they're probably loaded because of the governorship.
I mean, sure. Obviously, they're both powerful and rich.
Right. So basically what I'm getting from these two stories back to back is that if you want to commit deviant sexual crimes, either be a woman or be a rich dude.
Who's politically connected,
right.
Hopefully. That's how you get
well,
out of it.
Being rich automatically.
Yeah,
makes
being
you
rich
makes
connected.
Well, is there some reason it was reduced or is it just, let's
see.
What's the reasoning for it?
Judge Humes J. Franklin on Friday sentenced the 21-year-old former UVA student to 5 years supervised probation. Franklin accepted the plea agreement, deeming it a fair compromise in part because neither party was happy. In a victim statement, the woman condemned the year and a half of hell Beryl put her through. You could say that he had her over a barrel, you know? She has rebuilt her life over 17 months.
So,
and she agreed to a plea deal.
She was talked to and probably offered money or something else, or threatened and be like, look, you can go through this trial, which you may lose, and this guy's going to put up the most stringent legal defense possible, and you're going to fucking go through a trial for months and months, and every negative thing you've ever done is going to be brought bare before you. Every slutty text message you ever sent is going to be fucking evidence in this trial, or you can just, this guy can get a plea deal and everyone can just go away.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Money, 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 money.
Money.
Because that's what people don't realize about the legal system.
Dude from downtown Detroit or something, he'd be in jail.
Oh, he'd be fucking in jail like a motherfucker.
Well, the thing is like once you have a lawyer and you have that much money and you can say, I can afford a full legal defense, they're going to challenge literally everything in the case. They're going to challenge every piece of physical evidence. They're going
to draw it out and extend the case. They're just going to make it like 6 to 8 years of nightmare in your life that
Paul,
just never ends.
You are pro-choice, correct?
Yeah.
Well, then you support this, you monster. Look at this.
Actually, what is it to come up?
Pregnant mom served cleaning solution instead of latte at Southern Alberta McDonald's.
Oh my God.
What? You support this, Paul.
How do I support that?
Look at what your position has done.
What the fuck?
I opened up the lid of the coffee and out pours this pungent smell of chemical, Sarah Douglas said. Here she is. A pregnant woman was served a cleaning agent in a cup rather than the latte she ordered from a McDonald's in Southern Alberta. Sarah Douglas was taking her son to a baseball tournament on Sunday morning when she went through a drive-thru at the McDonald's restaurant on University Drive West in Lethbridge and ordered a latte. As she drove onto Highway 3, she took a sip. I immediately had to put on my hazard lights and pull over and spit it out and rinse my mouth out with water, said Douglas, who is more than 7 months pregnant with her third child.
Wow.
I opened up the lid of the coffee and out pours this pungent smell of chemicals. It wasn't a latte at all. She said the liquid was a watery brownish color.
Oh, man.
Just like the cleaning solution.
Oh, dude, you know McDonald's is going to pay a lot of money for this fuck up, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, it says cleaning lines were still hooked up to the coffee machine.
Dude, it's like ammonia and other fucking cleaning agents. Just, dude, that must be so disgusting to have that experience.
You know, I think, so what happened here, I think, is, I think that this is one of those things where they were cleaning the machines, mm-hmm. and someone probably didn't realize it and just because you have to run shots through those things.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
To clean them. You know, like at Starbucks, I know their procedure because Chelsea works there, and so does Paul's girlfriend, Ashley. They have to put these little tabs in the machine and then run like a bunch of shots through for like 10 minutes. So this process was going on this machine where they were running cleaning solution through the fucking machine, and they ended up serving the fucking cleaning solution.
Oh, yeah. God,
and
dude.
And it comes out brown because it's cleaning off all the crusty coffee
of
from
course,
in there.
Yeah.
So that's, it's just crusty old fucking dried on coffee and cleaning tablet.
Yeah, so I mean.
Bleach and shit.
Yeah. So not the best latte. In
like
the
absolutely ridiculous that that happened, and they served it to a woman. Totally unlucky for McDonald's that it happened to be a pregnant woman because they are double fucked now.
Oh, yeah, they're going to pay a lot of money.
I mean, the employee who did this is a fucking idiot because
Be fired.
That does not look the same as fucking coffee.
No, it doesn't.
But you know what? All in all, the employee getting fired, like, is anyone really that mad to be getting fired from McDonald's?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like...
I mean, it's like, you're fired. It's like, all right. You know, it's not like you're losing a job at a Fortune 500 company
or
something.
It might be hard to get another job after almost killing a pregnant woman and her baby, but, you know.
You'll just lie. I'll say I worked for Burger King in that time period or something. It's Canada, Tim Hortons.
South Africa to amend constitution to allow land expropriation.
Oh, wow.
South Africa will push ahead with its plans to amend the constitution to allow land expropriation without compensation, its president says. In a recorded...
Eminent domain.
So taking land away. Eminent domain in the U.S., you have to actually pay someone still.
Yeah, you have to be compensated.
This is just like, hey, Paul, this land was yours. I'm taking it. Thanks. Bye.
So basically what this is about is...
Take
land from the white people and give it to the black people.
Yeah, that's essentially what it is.
So yeah, it's bullshit.
I mean, even if they were going to take someone's land, like eminent domain, like this should be paid for. This is basically just saying they're going to take it away and give them nothing and just throw them off.
I mean, all they're doing is they're going to take farmland from white farmers and give it to black farmers.
Yeah, it's another racist policy, just like with apartheid, how people hated that.
So basically, it's just new apartheid over there now.
Yeah.
Except with the South Africans, you know, the black South Africans.
Yeah, that's
in
all
control now. You know, and Nelson Mandela, you know, I know he tried really hard to heal this country's wounds and stop shit like this from happening and stop this, you know, retributive sort of thinking, but apparently he was able to do it while he was still alive, but as soon as he dies, you know, a few years later, we're like, let's steal the land from the white people and give it to black Africans to compensate for.
Historical
injustice.
Like, it's just chaos everywhere. There's war and rumors of war, dude. The horseman is riding. The end times are nigh, is what I'm telling you guys.
Maybe so, Paul. Maybe so.
Had to happen sometime.
Teen ripped out relative's eyes with his bare hands, police
what
say.
Sounds
fuck?
Like a really nice guy.
A 74-year-old man's eyes were gouged out during a Friday assault in Rochester, Minnesota, according to local media reports. The victim was missing both eyes and multiple teeth when he was found by police, according to the Post Bulletin. Mahad Aziz, an 18-year-old relative of the victim, was charged in connection with the assault, the publication reports.
Hmm.
Aziz used only his hands in the assault, the victim told police, reports KAL-TV. The victim's eyes have not been found.
K-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-L.
What the fuck, dude?
There are probably a lot of things we don't know. Blah, 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 blah. When you lose your eyes, there's no replacement insurance.
No fucking shit.
What the fuck, dude? What?
Damn.
What a stupid fucking statement to make. Like, when you lose your eyes, that's it. No shit, bitch. Hey, you know what? You know, if a fucking Wolverine came and bit your dick off, you don't got another one. It's gone. It ate it.
I mean, at least he can't see his fucked up grill now.
It's true.
It's true.
You know, so he doesn't have to fucking deal with that.
Dude, that's just like a fucking brutal thing.
I wouldn't even know how to go about that. Like, I just don't have that gear.
The rip somebody's eyeballs out gear.
Senior citizen's eyes out.
That's like a chimp style of attack. That's like they gouge your eyes out and shit.
That's definitely the...
Like to bite your fingers off, rip your nose off.
They're assholes, dude.
Yeah, chimps fight like assholes. But yeah, I mean, and this dude's 74 too. So you're already, your life already sucks. You're 74 years old, and now you got to deal with this shit.
Yeah.
You know, now, oh, I ain't got no eyeballs dude, anymore. All right.
Send this man to
Switzerland.
At least
he's already seen some shit, yeah. You know?
That's true.
He's got some memories.
Send this
to
man
to
Switzerland. Let him fucking be euthanized and not have to suffer through the fucking this bullshit.
I mean, that's up to him.
Yeesh.
So you want to hear about Trump?
Oh, man. I was hoping this was going to be a Trump-free. No, let's hear about Trump. We need to know.
Trump unreliable, talks offer worthless, Iranian officials.
I completely agree.
You know, I have to agree with Iranian officials on this one.
So sucks, but yeah.
I mean, look, all of the, I mean, the Iran deal, whether you think it was a good deal or a bad deal, was a deal that the United States made. Iran never did anything to violate the deal. The U.S. did. So why the fuck would Iran ever trust the United States again?
Especially Trump.
Our credibility has been destroyed for at least as long as Trump is president, and probably
longer. Oh, way beyond that.
Probably
it'll
a
be
lot longer.
It'll be a generation before the world looks at us with anything like respect.
You know, and
ever
it's
again.
Like I remember when Obama went on his tour, and they're like, "Oh, it's the apology tour." It's like, yeah, it is, because we need to fucking apologize for fucking the stupidity of Bush. So whoever gets in after Trump is going to have to go on their own apology fucking
yeah.
tour.
They're going to have to bow
they're
down.
They're
going
to have to go suck the whole world's dick just to make up for fucking shitty ass. This.
Oh my god, dude! They're going to have to be straight laced.
Yeah, you know what, TJ? Say that, but fucking Trump. Is going to slap China with tariffs.
He already has.
Yeah.
Donald Trump's surprise
even
declaration.
Even bigger tariffs, TJ.
Cool, big tariffs.
Look.
I like big $500
billion
dollars
tariffs. So you think it's good that China should just steal from the United States, TJ?
Yeah, rocks.
You really believe that China should just steal whatever? You know, TJ, you know what? Why don't you just open your wallet and send all your fucking money to China, bitch?
Maybe I will. I mean, I already have sent a lot of my money to China just by buying their cheap goods, you know?
Yeah, just complete it, dude.
Donald Trump's surprise declaration that he is willing to meet with Iran's leadership without preconditions has been met with a deep distrust in Tehran, just as Washington's top diplomat already walked back some of the U.S. president's comments. On Monday, a week after threatening Iran and nearly 3 months after withdrawing the United States from a landmark multinational nuclear deal with Tehran, Trump offered to meet Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to discuss how to improve ties. In response, Bahram Qassami, Iranian foreign minister. Why does his name rhyme?
What about Bohan Salami, dude?
Yeah, dude. Hassan Rouhani, Bahram Qassami.
Bohan Salami.
Suck my salami. All right. Iranian foreign ministry spokesman said on Tuesday that Trump's
Bahram
offer.
Salami.
Trump's offer. All right, fuck you guys. They don't like it. They don't trust it.
It's, why would they?
Yeah, why the
he's
fuck?
He's a buffoon. You know what? The only reason why I would think that I kind of question this decision is because Trump has shown that he's like really susceptible to manipulation by foreign governments. So
yeah, why wouldn't they just go
why
all
wouldn't
in?
They get his dumb ass alone in a room and get him to agree to a bunch of shit for him?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we'll do it again. Yeah, we'll do the sanctions again, but you're going to weaken it because of Obama fucked up, man. You got to make right with us. You know a deal. You know, they could just get him to do whatever. Like, give us 28 fucking American children to raise as Iranians, you know? And he'd be like, okay. Look, I think it's a good deal. I think it's a thing that we should do more.
We got a lot of orphans.
We got a lot of orphans.
Send them to Iran.
Send them to Iran, you know, as a gesture.
You know what I really think it is? I think Trump just wants to be the first one to do it. Like, look. I'm the first one to meet with a North Korean.
All right.
Then the next day he does a press conference. He's like, what I meant to say is don't send them to Iran,
yeah,
okay? I misspoke.
Listen, I'm about to read to you the worst headline I've ever read.
Okay. Is that true or is that hyperbole?
Trump administration must stop giving psychotropic drugs to migrant children without consent, judge rules.
What? You're so right. They were drugging kids?
The failing Washington
Post. They
were
giving kids a bunch of drugs? Why? Just get them back with their parents, you fucking assholes. Why are they putting drugs in the kids?
This is besides CNN, this is the best fake news company out there.
Oh, this is fake
owned
news.
Owned by Jeff Asbestos.
What is this shit?
A federal judge on Monday found that U.S. government officials have been giving psychotropic medication to migrant children. It's medication.
Are they like experimenting
at
on
a Texas facility without first seeking the consent of their parents or guardians in violation of state welfare laws? U.S. District Judge Dolly G. in Los Angeles ordered the Trump administration to obtain consent or a court order before administering any psychotropic medications to migrant children.
No shit.
Except in cases of dire emergencies. She also ordered that the government move all children out of a Texas facility, Shiloh Residential Treatment Center in Manville, except for children deemed by a licensed professional to pose a risk of harm to themselves or others.
What?
Hang on, plug the cable, TJ.
The fuck, man. I can't believe this is happening. Like, what? So, what do you think they're doing? Are they just, like, giving kids, like, because they're all distraught about being away from their parents, or just giving them, like, Xanax and shit?
I don't know
it's
what.
Like, mellow out, kid.
I don't know what the justification or the impetus is for, all right, we stole this little Mexican kid from their parents. Let's like, give him some psychotropic drugs. Huge, that'd be cool.
Why isn't this a huge news story?
Paul, do you believe everything you read?
I mean, why isn't CNN attacking? Like, what kind of drugs?
Why is, look, TJ, in the first thing Paul says, he betrays himself. Why isn't CNN covering this, dude?
Apparently, it's to treat extreme psychiatric symptoms.
Yeah, Paul, why don't you cash your fucking Soros check, dude? Paul's a fucking chill for the mainstream media, and it's just sad and pathetic. Paul, look, I don't think this even happened. You believe everything the lie in Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, one of the fucking ruling elites, is going against our president who's just trying to defend this country. He's fighting China. He's fucking making deals with Russia.
Scotty, you're sounding like you might need some psychotropic medication.
Oh, well, yeah, I think I'm a little low.
You're sounding a little bit like you have some extreme psychiatric symptoms right now.
And look, TJ, you know who's on trial right now?
Hitler?
The one man who's willing to stand up for our First Amendment rights.
Bill Cosby.
No, he's already been found guilty, unfortunately. Yeah. Alex Jones, TJ, is on trial right now.
That's
Did you know
true.
That?
That's true.
Alex Jones is fighting for a fucking...
I don't have the story,
for your right to cover news stories that you see fit, TJ.
Yeah.
To have your First Amendment right protected. Just because he said a bunch of, you know, children were killed, and they probably were killed, but, you know, he says they're not.
Alex Jones is protecting the right to, you know, report on false information.
Yeah, to be a vulture right. and make hurtful, misinformational claims about people that are victims of tragic crime.
In all reality, it goes much further, dude. These families have had to, like, move several times because these crazy people attack them, like Kinky Joe.
Obviously, I support freedom of speech. But I kind of go with the adage of you're entitled to your own opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts. And he's he lies. It's fucking, he knowingly lies.
Right.
To sell supplements
to morons.
But I
mean, like, he's hardly the only media figure that knowingly opens their mouth and lies.
All of them do.
So,
but he's just,
why is he on trial then?
He's such a, because he's such a vainglorious example.
I guess.
He's
such
a shiny
example. I just think it's bullshit. He shouldn't be on trial for anything. I mean, I think it's reprehensible what he said in the wake of Sandy Hook and shit. And I think he's
a
fucking total scumfuck for saying it. And I think he's a total scumfuck for profiting from it. But, well, yeah, I guess civilly you can sue.
Yeah, I mean, he's being sued by the families. It's not like this is a criminal trial being brought by the state.
I just think it should be dismissed out of hand for freedom of speech.
Yeah,
on the grounds of freedom of speech. I don't know why it's even going.
Where are you going, Scotty? You son of a bitch. Scotty's trying to leave us. You gotta fuck.
You had to
hawk
a looch, man.
Get your ass back here, because I want you to know about this story. Rapist too fat for prison costs $1,250 each day in hospital.
Sweet.
Here's another way to get away with rape.
How did he fucking even find his dick to stick it in the person?
Yeah, I mean, I love how he's fat. He's not too fat to rape people.
I guess you don't got to use your dick to rape someone.
Yeah, maybe he just
gotta
stuck one of his big ham hawk hands.
Guess, but like, you know, when I'm fucking, my pee-pee want to go in the vagina. You know,
rapist.
The vagina.
I mean, he gave up on that long ago.
I guess he probably had to.
A rapist deemed too obese for prison will cost taxpayers at least $1,250 each day he spends in hospital. That's more than four times the $300 daily cost of keeping an inmate behind bars. Marcus Shane Solomon was sentenced last week to 8 years and 4 months imprisonment for raping and sexually abusing three young girls in Kalkura in the 1980s and 90s when he was between ages 14 and 22. So he probably wasn't this fat when he was raping girls because it was in the 80s and 90s when he was a teenager.
So that's the way to get away with it then. Yeah. Rape a bunch of people, low for a while, and get big.
Get too big just to imprison.
Start eating nothing but fast food and pizza every night. Just get huge. Get disgustingly huge.
Dude, you know what they should fucking really do to punish this guy? He's a really fat guy, so he really likes eating, man. Sentence him to a fucking like plant-based vegan diet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, like, I got to be honest with you, just like, I would make a comment. He's a rapist. He should be in fucking prison. Fuck a hospital. That's way nicer than a prison.
Yeah.
Just make accommodations for this big fat fuck. You know, I know it sucks, but like, why? Like, this is another argument against these fucking private prisons and shit. Because it's like, why is it up to some private company how many beds are in these places? If we need, like, if our policies are leading to the need for more prison space, then federally we should be taking care of that.
Yeah, well, one, we don't need more prison space. We need much less. And two, if you are a fucking multiple convicted rapist, you belong in prison.
I mean, in the short term, we need more prison space because the way these dudes are living is fucking not human. Right now, if we're not going to change the laws, we need to at least treat the people that are going to prison like fucking human beings. They're being stacked like cordwood in a gym.
I agree with you on that.
That's fucking retarded.
That's why the recidivism rates for prisons are so high. It's because it's like in other countries where it's lower, it's like you still have some form of dignity. You still are.
Sure. I'm sure that this guy's in the hot. I'm sure they're probably trying to get him to lose weight so he can actually go to the.
No, I told him, make this guy just needs to be fucking forced to go on a fucking goddamn diet.
I mean, I'm sure that's what's going on.
You know, make this guy lose some goddamn fucking weight, save the goddamn state some fucking money. But still, like Paul said, you know, dude. We spend way too much on prisons to begin with. So many people are incarcerated for long periods of times for fucking trivial offenses.
I totally fucking agree.
But I get what you're saying now. You're saying there's already people here who are already sentenced under these guidelines.
People are still being sentenced.
Someone in the chat here says, or let the non-drug offenders free.
I mean, Look, dude, that would require a sea change in American thinking.
I think he means the non-violent drug offenders.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
I mean, that's happening in a couple of different states have done it to reduce prison population and stuff, but for that to be a national policy, that's just, I don't know.
Private prison industry lobbies all the time for harsher sentencing guidelines. They have an active capitalistic interest in putting as many people in prison as possible.
One of the most powerful lobbies in California, by the way.
Yeah.
Second only to the teachers' unions.
So, something has to be done about the private prison industry in general. Like, first of all, that should just be dismantled. I mean, it won't be, but it should be.
Well, I mean, and those dudes, too, I don't want to vilify COs because I got a lot in my family. They put up with a lot of fucking retarded bullshit because of the overcrowding, too, and they got no part in that. I mean, I guess their part is harsher sentencing and shit, but, like, they're not building the goddamn prisons. And that job is fucked up, man. The shit you have to deal with.
Well, it's a fucking societal problem.
So it's a vicious circle,
they're just an employee of the prison system. They're not the ones saying, "Hey, I want more people in prison." Obviously, hey, if there's less prisons, less people will have that job. Sure, that's a consequence of that. But
the way my relatives talk about prisoners is totally inhuman. But you can tell that the prisoners feel the same way about the COs, and it's like, what choice do you have but to fight fire with fire when you're in that
weird... When my dad was in prison, he said that one time in the prison, the lights went out, and literally, like, one of the COs was hit with, like, four things that were thrown by prisoners just in that second that it was dark.
It's just a tenuous fucking respect based on overwhelming power, but if a fucking prisoner sees an option to get one over on a CO, they more than likely will. And it just, the whole environment breeds that. We got to stop that. Like, we're going to have a prison, nation. Then let's at least treat people humanely when they're in fucking prison. I'm not saying make it a fucking resort, but let's not stack eight dudes in a 9x9 cell. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not going to produce good results.
No.
I don't know with all the what's with all the rape stories. It's just like
Did you have rape on the brain today when you were pulling, or is there just a lot of rape?
I pulled from the usual places and the big stories, and a lot of them just were about rape.
Huh.
So it's just a rapey day. Protests in Indonesia as girl raped by brother is jailed for abortion.
Oh.
So she got raped by her brother. She got an abortion, which I guess is illegal there. And she was put in jail for getting the abortion.
And her brother, of course, is free to
roam the
streets.
I don't know if her brother is free. We'll see in a second.
Probably.
Indonesian activists have filed an official complaint against three judges in Sumatra who sentenced a teenage girl to 6 months in prison for having an illegal abortion after she was repeatedly raped by her brother. An alliance of women's rights and child protection activists met with members of the Indonesian Judicial Commission in Jakarta on Monday to urge them to investigate, saying the decision to imprison the girl was grossly unfair.
Well, no shit.
In Indonesia, they only see abortion as black and white, that we really can't have abortions, whatever happens, said Genoviva Alicia, a researcher from the Institute of Criminal Justice Reform, who attended the meeting. And they, the judges, see this as a normal case. The 15-year-old girl from Sumatran province of Jambi was sentenced by the Muaria Bulian District Court earlier this month for having an abortion while she was 8 months pregnant. Abortion is illegal in Indonesia, except if a woman's life is at risk or under certain circumstances if she has been raped, but only within the first 40 days.
So she waited too long.
Yeah, well, probably because...
And she wouldn't have been able to get one here, either.
Probably because she's a minor, and...
I mean, maybe, yeah, as a minor, maybe they would have made an exception. I don't know. I don't know what the
I don't know what
the
law. I don't know what all of our laws here. It's different by state, even, so...
But, I mean, I don't know.
That is a very late-term abortion.
Yeah, see, that for me is hard. Like, I got to be honest with you. I don't like abortion. I'm not an abortion advocate.
Especially not at that stage.
I'm a birth control advocate. But I think abortion should be freely available, but I don't like it. And
when you're talking about a 15-year-old girl who's getting raped by her brother who probably has some measure of control over her, it might not have been possible for her to even get to a place to do it before then. So, I mean, like, and you're talking about a country where it's illegal, so.
Right.
Well, Indonesia is always the example. Like, this is a moderate Muslim country, and even that, it's like.
And then there's the shame of being raped in a culture like that, too, which would probably cause her to.
Oh, by your own brother, I mean.
To reach out, you know?
What fuck? There's very few places in the world where it's like, my brother rapes me repeatedly, and now I'm pregnant. The people would go, I see.
I mean, you know, here, they probably would have just C-sectioned the baby and put it up for adoption somewhere or some shit, you know?
Yeah, they probably could have done that anyway. But whatever.
I mean, I don't know how well that baby would have done in Indonesia as an orphan.
Kangaroo breaks into Australian home, locks self in bathroom.
That's a hell of a surprise.
That's pretty much the story. I mean,
wow.
You know.
I mean.
So you imagine coming home, you're just like, Paul, you get back to your place, dude. You're like, man, I really got to fucking take a leak. You try to open the door. It's like, oh, this is locked. And inside is this motherfucker waiting for you.
Like,
dude.
How would you figure out what was in there until you broke the door down?
I know.
And
that's
then
what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Like, and then, like, you know, I guess I'd probably call the cops because I'd hear somebody moving around in there, and I think a crackhead broke in.
A startled kangaroo in Melbourne, Australia, jumped through the window of a family home and locked itself in the bathroom. Mafi Ahokavo. I don't know how to pronounce his name. And his family were asleep on Saturday night when a loud crash woke them up. Ahokavo soon found out that the kangaroo broke into his house. I haven't even seen a kangaroo in my life, he said. Whatever his name's first encounter with the kangaroo was a costly one, as the marsupial caused significant damage in the home, damaging items and leaving blood everywhere due to a cut it received from smashing through the window.
Damn.
Wonderful. So,
it'd be a tough one to turn into the fucking insurance for a claim, too.
Yeah, especially, I mean, like, the fact that he said he's never even seen a kangaroo, so he's not, like, I mean, he's in Australia, but he's not...
Maybe he's not native, or...
Yeah, he could be from somewhere else, or maybe
it's just
he's
not as,
just in the city.
They're not as ubiquitous as I imagine they are. Because I imagine there's a kangaroo on every street corner.
Every street corner, like, smoking a cigarette or something, you know.
With a baby
dude,
in
its pouch. I refuse to believe this dude's never seen a fucking kangaroo live in Australia his whole goddamn life.
Well, I don't know if he lived in Australia his whole life. He doesn't have an Australian name.
Yeah, maybe he just moved there, dude, but...
He's a refugee, you know?
But if he's lived there his whole life, this makes no sense.
Refugee.
Hoping that's the fucking case.
Here's a surveillance video of some guys stealing a shark by disguising it as a baby.
It's a baby shark. Here's these three douchebags. Authorities thought 911 call was a hoax.
Is there any volume? Let's get the volume.
I think
going.
It's just muted. Who cares what the talking heads are saying, though?
Yeah, I'll just... God damn it.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I guess it was Texas.
This is the cadence I always use. Interest.
Jesse joins us live in the newsroom. This has to be
not used to use.
Jesse joins us live in the newsroom.
Blah 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 blah.
The chief and the people at the aquarium. Now this is called a horn shark.
Thanks, Aunt Maud. Why do they have Aunt Maud reading the news?
It's a horn shark. Listen, baby. It's a fucking horn shark, sweetie. Paul, did you get enough to eat?
I've seen a lot of dogs and cats stolen, but never a shark. They took the shark and put it into a wet blanket and threw it in a stroller and left with it.
Wow.
Cameras, as just you brazen. Saw, wow. Caught three suspects Saturday afternoon with
they
other
just reached into
the
tank.
Area. They went to the open
grabbed
air
it with a blanket.
That allows people to reach into the water to try to touch some of the fish. But to actually grab one out of the water by its tail and get out before shocked employees could stop them?
On video the
this
whole
is,
way.
Definitely
by the
somebody
way,
knows
couple
what they're doing, what
real
they
fucking
had,
doofuses.
And then when they're specifically for that shark.
I just want to make sure that this doesn't happen again. That people are held responsible for their.
Well, they probably need to get rid of those little fucking pools like where people can touch the animals. The then, honestly,
are brought to justice.
Yeah,
I mean, who the fuck steals a shark? Dude, what is it for?
Why is there? Probably
sell it.
Yeah, to sell it. Yeah. Why is there always? You know what, Paul? You're right. That's what's going to happen at these places because some fucking assholes like this show up and go. Dude, I'm going to take a fucking shark. I can make like $3,000 on this shark.
I got to be honest with you. I never like it when I see those tide pool exhibits. Like, I'd be cool with them having one that's like a paid thing where everybody's supervised and the kids can interact and you know what I mean? But like these places that have an open pool filled with life that you can kind of reach in and touch, like that, fuck that, dude. People are injuring those animals all the time. You know it happens everywhere and it's just like, fuck that. That's well, not like, what they, you know, it's a look, don't touch kind of place. It's like...
Well, it's like if you go to, like, what is it, like, SeaWorld or something, you go to swim with the dolphins, like, you gotta pay a bunch of money and you gotta
right.
fucking...
There's an expectation of fucking responsibility. It's yeah. not just a big old pool filled with life out
touch
there.
Touch it!
You know, with a sign like, be gentle or whatever, like, whatever. Like, a little fucking four-year-old's gonna do that.
Dude, you know what? It kind of reminds me of, actually going back to the kangaroo thing. There was a zoo, I think it was the Columbus Zoo... that had a kangaroo exhibit where you actually get to go in with the kangaroos
yeah, dude.
And shit.
That was weird.
And you didn't have they weren't like separated by.
Aren't kangaroos kind of dangerous?
I guess they can be.
I guess maybe these were domesticated.
But we went there several times. They didn't ever seem aggressive.
No, they never even gave a shit about the people. But but there was some stupid ass little kids in there this one time, like screaming at the kangaroos and like trying to like incite the kangaroos and shit.
Were there no like zoo staff in there to tell them to be quiet?
I mean, maybe there were. I know their parents didn't do shit.
Yeah, of course they didn't.
Usual.
You can't rely on that. Not anymore.
Yeah. Well, what ended up happening was the zoo people came up to them and like their parents were like, you know, the most like, politely, like, the children probably shouldn't scream at these animals or something. And they're just like, oh.
Oh.
Kind of just like, huh. What a fucking revelation.
Whoa.
I personally liked if the fucking kangaroo came up and just kicked one of the kids' heads off.
Yeah,
dude.
I wanted that kangaroo
that's,
to fuck
that's
that
one
kid
of the
up.
Differences between the West Coast and the South / East Coast, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even a rinky-dink zoo like the Fresno Zoo, if you fuck up there, there's somebody there to go like, excuse me. Like, if you go into the reptile house and there's a fucking kid tapping on the glass and shit and disturbing the little animals in there, like, within a minute or two, somebody will come and be like, excuse me, don't do that again, please. There's no, like... going to the mom and going like, please don't let them do this. No, like, fuck that shit, dude. The animals actually come first in a zoo.
Google says it will stop Android phones from suggesting my face when users type sit on.
Why not, dude?
So here's what it is.
What's the problem with this?
Some people are reporting that when they type sit on while texting on their Android phones, the device suggests my face and maybe the next thing they want to type. The phrase prediction comes from the operating system's autocomplete feature, which recommends words or phrases based on what you type. While there are more than 1,000 words banned from Android's prediction algorithms, including coitus and intercourse, the phrase sit on my face, which refers to a sexual act, is not suppressed.
Wow. Why is coitus and intercourse banned from autocomplete?
Yeah.
Like, I guess I'm fucking, like, coitus. Who the
fuck
is this?
Why is fucking banned? Like, if I want to type fucking, I want it to predict.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm not...
For me, it's always
I'm not
ducking.
Saying I agree with it, but I can understand.
I can't tell you how many times I've tweeted something
but
and been
coitus.
Like, oh, God damn it, I said ducking again. Yeah. Or my phone did.
So stupid. I hate it.
I hate this ducking bullshit.
Now, most of the times you can't actually add that into your dictionary, so that you actually still have the option of saying, hey, when I'm writing this, I do mean fucking. I don't mean ducking.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a piece of shit.
I don't need the Orwellian fucking censorship machine telling me, like, don't, you meant to write ducking.
Well, apparently you do.
I actually have contention that sit on my face is inherently sexual. Because it's not.
It's not.
What if I'm typing to somebody you know... I don't know, dude. I can think of a way to use it non-sexually. Like, yeah, oh yeah, some dude is threatening to fucking sit, or like Uncle Johnny accidentally had a sit on my face, like he tripped and sat right on my face or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? That's not sexual.
So here's a guy on Twitter here. He says, "I was SMSing our babysitter with the default Android SMS app. I typed, hey, are you free to sit? And autocomplete came up with on my face. Needless to say.
Oh, no. Oh, bullshit, dude. You know what this fucking dude did? This dude wrote that shit, and then he got caught and was like, oh, baby, it wasn't me. It was Android that done it.
Autocomplete done it.
Android done it, man. It wasn't me.
You wrote the babysitter. Come sit on my face, you little bitch.
Are you free?
I mean,
babysit.
My face and
whoopsie
oh,
daisy.
Oh shit, dude.
I love it. Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal, whatever.
Who cares? You should read your text before you send it. And if you don't, then whatever.
Whoa. Maryland man tries to bribe officers with donuts.
Succeeds.
Offered another officer money. A Maryland man apparently thought he could stay out of jail by bribing police officers with donuts.
It's a good try.
The Frederick News Post reported that Matthew Tyler Rosenberg, 25, told the officers who detained him that he worked at Krispy Kreme and would give them donuts if they just let him go home.
Wow.
Rosenberg reportedly made the offer several times to different officers, but all ended up...
Find someone that would, you know, wanted some donuts.
Yeah. It added a charge of attempting to bribe a public employee. So Maryland cops are either very judicious with their diets or more honest than most cops. Because I'll tell you what, if I was a cop and I pulled this fucker over and he's like, free Krispy Kreme for life, bitch, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no way.
Facing a murder rap, listen about free donuts forever.
Yeah, what was he?
You know what it is? It's now... Okay, you have to remember too that there's so many recordings now. If they're seen on, if they all have fucking body cams and dash cams,
it's like,
he
was casing cars to rob.
Yeah, well, I mean, imagine they have a body cam and they have a dash cam, and it's all like, I'll give you a bunch of Krispy Kreme if you just look the other way, and they're like, yeah. Then it's like, what?
Yeah, I don't know if they have body cams or not.
They probably do. They at least have dash cams, I'm sure.
Yeah, poor bastard.
They couldn't take him off on his offer.
What is this? I don't want that. Nat Geo hires Jeff Goldblum to walk around being professionally fascinated by things.
Hey, that's a good job, dude.
Welcome to development hell, the fiery pit into which we fling recent developments in casting distribution. Okay, that's their
spiel.
All right, so here we go. Jeff Goldblum Show, which is the working title. I guess the working title is The Curiosity of Jeff Goldblum. It's just been greenlit at Nat Geo. Given that Goldblum already appears to exist in a permanent state of, yes, fascinating, we have to assume this new series, which will see him investigate the joys of common day phenomena like baseball and making toilet paper, falls securely under the get paid to do what you love rubric for human happiness. I just wanted everyone to know that Jeff Goldblum is going to have a show soon. It's going to be the best show ever. I'm just going to tell you guys, I have not been paid to shill this show, but I'm going to watch every episode of this show because love Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, wow. That's,
Jeff Goldblum is a national fucking treasure. Don't listen to Paul. It's not what he's like, Paul. It's not what he's like.
I don't know.
Do you remember
that
Jeff Goldblum movie where you're like, what was it? Was he in God. It was the Charles Bronson, wasn't it?
Yeah, Death Wish.
Yeah, Death Wish, dude.
He's one of the thugs.
He's a thug, dude.
He's a thug.
Oh, yeah. Look,
it's hard to imagine Jeff Goldblum as a thug. Yeah, he wasn't a very convincing thug.
I don't know. He pulled it off pretty well in that movie. Younger Jeff Goldblum was pretty fucking ripped and shit, you know? I mean, he still looked Jewish as fuck, but, you know, whatever.
He's had some good movies. Jurassic Park, The Fly.
Look at the physicality of his fucking role in The Fly and shit. He does some pretty crazy shit in there.
Mm.
Independence Day.
That was a, to say the least, interesting role to play. Yeah.
God damn you, Paul. Egyptian zoo paints donkey to look like zebra.
Hey, it's fucking cheaper, dude.
That one took us. I was still feeling my Jeff Goldblum character that was born, and wow, that one took a second. Holy shit, dude, that's awesome.
Son of a bitch, dude.
The zoo totally really made an ass of themselves.
Oh shit. Oh man, Scotty.
An Egyptian zoo has been torn off a strip for allegedly attempting to fool visitors by painting black and white stripes on a donkey to make it look like a zebra. No one in their right mind would look at that and be like, yeah, that's legit.
Man fucking made all the way. Like, look at the fucking face, dude. It's like, it's badly done, too.
Yeah, I mean, it just looks like spray paint.
I think that's all it is.
So lazy. The row began when, I mean, I don't even want to know this backstory. Just look at it. I mean, fucking, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
Here's the backstory. They're a bunch of fucking scammers. They thought they could fool other simpletons, but even the other simpletons were like,
That's
no.
A fucking donkey that's spray donkey, painted, dude.
I've seen a donkey.
I know what a donkey looks like.
I'm an Egyptian,
look,
dude.
I know
see donkeys every day.
This isn't a donkey.
I got here on a donkey, okay? I know what a donkey looks like, you fucking scammers.
I love it. Poor zebras.
Gotta love the, you know, Even low IQ entrepreneurial drive, though. You gotta respect it.
All right, last story
of
the day.
Paint up a donkey.
Trump to Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Stop Mueller probe right now. Right fucking now.
Stop the fucking probe, dude.
End it.
It has nothing to do with the fact that I have a $500 bet. The probe needs to be stopped immediately.
End this shit.
Scotty would watch us all burn for that $500 bet, dude.
So would I, though.
I know. At least you took the sensible side, though, the one that gets Trump out of here. Out of here.
All right, so let's see. President Trump. This is a terrible situation, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions should stop this rigged witch hunt.
Yes!
Is rigged witch hunt a proper noun? Because it's all capitalized.
It's a rigged witch hunt, TJ.
Right now. What is it? What does rigged witch hunt even mean?
It's something that he's just repeating like a mantra.
It's rigged.
He wants it like... Hunt. Every time you think about Jeff Sessions or Mueller or the probe, he wants to associate all
hunt.
Of this rig witch hunt, rig witch hunt, rig witch hunt.
Before it continues to stain our country any further, it's about the country.
When he says it out in public, I was watching the news the other day and some news organization put together all the times he said the word witch hunt in the last year. And it's like an insane amount at different
witch
rallies.
Hunt, witch hunt.
And sometimes when he says it, it sounds like he's saying witch hunt.
Witch hunt.
Yeah, he's like, it's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt. Like, it's just all over the fucking place, dude.
Dude, Trump, yeah, Trump loves to repeat himself.
Witch hunt.
Look, it's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt. It's a terrible witch hunt. It's terrible.
It's a witch hunt.
It's an awful witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt.
Angry Democrats.
Trump's tweet came before day two of ex-campaign chief Paul Manafort's trial.
Wow, this music, though.
Manafort is being tried by Mueller's team on conspiracy, fraud, and tax evasion. Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Mueller probe. So Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein, who has defended Mueller, is overseeing the investigation.
Fired.
Trump has attacked Sessions for his recusal repeatedly. And in June, wrote that he would have picked someone else for AG if he'd known. Sessions recused himself in 2017 for not disclosing his contacts with Russian officials during the 2016 campaign.
Well,
basically both sides just playing politics. Sessions just didn't want to handle this shit because he knew Trump would just be like, all right, the case is over. I'm innocent. Next.
Well,
I love this, too. Rudy Giuliani told Fox News that collusion is not crime, dude.
Rudy Giuliani is like...
They need to get him out of there.
Dude, he's the new Sean Spicer, dude.
They need to get him out of the fucking public eye.
Oh, come on. Do they need some buffoon to be a lightning rod?
Gaff, 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 gaff.
Trump echoed it.
Wow.
So it's like he's out there pushing that they decided that they were going to switch the narrative from
There's no collusion.
Show me in the law books. Show me in the law
Where's the fucking law against collusion?
Show me the law.
Trust me, I've read law books. I've deal with the law as a businessman. And let me tell you, I've never seen collusion.
Look, we have the best lawyers.
I've never even heard of collusion. What the fuck is collusion?
I've had the best lawyers review everything, and I'm innocent. If there's anything to tell.
No collusion.
I would have told you.
There's no fucking collusion. You're stupid if you think there's collusion.
Rigged witch hunt. Rigged witch hunt. Rigged witch hunt.
Rigged witch hunt.
Rigged witch hunt.
Rigged witch hunt. Rigged witch hunt. Rigged witch hunt. Rigged witch hunt.
You guys are becoming believers, dude.
Oh!
Do you believe now it's a rigged witch hunt?
Dude, I want Trump to say
if
witch
Mueller
cunt.
Is a Republican, why did he hire 17 dirty Democrats, TJ?
Oh!
I don't know.
17
the
angry.
Dirty 17.
That's what he calls them, angry, not dirty.
Angry.
17 angry Dems.
The 17 angry Dems, they're waiting for you.
You know what they're angry about? They're angry, and they refuse to accept responsibility. Look, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, there was an election.
Trump's trying to make America
and you guys,
great again.
You guys, look, by the
America
way, TJ, you
shit.
Might not realize this, but Trump had a landslide election.
Landslide.
And he won, and the American people decided, TJ. And they know the Democrats get their chance in 4 years. If you don't think Trump's doing a fantastic job, which he totally is, I mean, GDP growth 4.1, I mean, economy's booming, everything's great, TJ. You know, I'm just saying.
Psychotropic drugs to little
to
kids,
Mexicans,
you know,
yeah, little Mexican
it's all
kids.
Good.
No, all I don't good. Know, dude.
It's rocking.
Here you go, little Juan. Take some fucking goddamn Xanax.
You guys
you're
see,
sad. Your parents are dead.
Did you guys see he tweeted some shit about how he had some kind of business conflict of interest with Bob Mueller, but didn't specify? And then Rudy Giuliani was like, I don't have to tell you that. It's like, what?
I don't know, dude.
Like, he's saying that the whole investigation is invalid due to a business conflict of interest that has not been disclosed. Won't say what it is, and now won't answer any questions about it.
There's a
he
conflict.
Puts it out there.
But, you know, we can't tell you about it.
But I'm going to let him go forward anyway and not reveal what it is so that I have...
I don't know, man.
Whatever.
This investigation...
Dude, how did Rudy Giuliani go from basically being like the beloved mayor of America to just being like a fucking just the media's punching bag?
Oh, he's lost his mind. Like, I don't even think Rudy knows where he is half the time. He's talking like gibberish.
I never see him. I mean, he can't give an interview without it being like 10 gags.
That's because he's defending the position of Donald Trump, which is a constantly evolving position that contradicts itself biweekly. So it's like. Every time he sits down with an interview, and he loves doing it, for some reason they keep letting him do it, he's presented with last week's contradictions, and he has to make up a new narrative that makes less sense than the one he gave last week. Did he know about the meeting? No. Well, yeah, maybe he did know about it, but only in an advisory capacity.
Well, that's because
Trump... No, you know what? He didn't know about it.
Well, Trump needs people that are very loyal to him, and he's willing to fucking just say whatever Trump's bullshit is that week. I mean, because every week, almost every day, there's a new position of the Trump administration. There's no consistency in their policies, and they just lie consistently. It doesn't matter. And, you know, people call him on it, but, you know, ultimately, when you're elected, it doesn't really matter. It's just like, oh, Trump's in power. It just makes no difference.
I see one of our live viewers is asking, how do I get into the Discord chat after this? There's actually a tutorial about how. I don't know if you're not linked to the Discord, you're going to have to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I made a tutorial video on how to link. You got to make a Discord account. You got to link it to your Patreon account. And there's a video up on the Patreon now for patrons where I walk you through that whole process. Once you've done that. Cool. There's a couple of rooms in the Discord that are only available to patrons. The one that we meet in, I think, is called the Chef's Table. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And we will be there shortly for you guys.
Yeah, we're going to go chill, and we'll be on our phones probably and just hang out with you guys for a while.
So we'll be seeing you guys in there very shortly if you're watching this live.
And if you're not a patron yet and that sounds like a chill time, which it always is, then check out the $10 patron slot or the $5 patron slot at the Patreon.
Patreon.
Linked below.
Help us become the largest Patreon on the face of the fucking
earth. In human history.
If you become a patron now, you get Friday's episode immediately.
Thank you guys for watching, and we will be back on Friday with a new episode of Deep Fat
Fried. For patrons. Yep. See you.